progress. In another 4 or 5 hours, she would begin to daydream about sleeping. She would imagine a bed and the softness of the mattress as she lay on it. She would begin to dwell on the wonderful sensations that would accompany falling asleep. She hoped they found Benson before long. The mirror had steamed over again. She opened the bathroom door to let cool air in and wiped a clean space with her hand again. She was starting to apply fresh makeup when she heard the doorbell. That would be Anders. She had left the front door unlocked. "It's open," she shouted, and then returned to her makeup. She did one eye, then paused before the second. "If you want coffee, just boil water in the kitchen," she said. She did her other eye, pulled the towel tighter around her, and leaned out toward the hallway. "Find everything you need?" she called. Harry Benson was standing in the hallway. "Good morning, Dr. Ross," he said. His voice was pleasant. "I hope I haven't come at an inconvenient time." It was odd how frightened she felt. He held out his hand, and she shook it, hardly conscious of the action. She was preoccupied with her own fear. Why was she afraid? She knew this man well. She had been alone with him many times before, and had never been afraid. The surprise was part of it, the shock of finding him here, and the unprofessional setting. She was acutely aware of the towel, her still damp, bare legs. "Excuse me a minute," she said, "and I'll get some clothes on." He nodded politely and went back to the living room. She closed the bedroom door and sat down on the bed. She was breathing hard, as if she had run a great distance. Anxiety, she thought. But the label didn't really help. She remembered a patient who had finally shouted at her in frustration, "Don't tell me I'm depressed! I feel terrible!" She went to the closet and pulled on a dress, hardly noticing which one it was. Then she went back into the bathroom to check her appearance. Stalling, she thought. This is not the time to stall. She took a deep breath and went outside to talk with him.
This ends Disc 5.